Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Texas Democrats have run away to escape voting for their constituents. Dan Naraki reports.
At least 50 Democratic members of the Texas House of Representatives left the state on Monday to stop a vote on an elections reform bill from taking place. Without them, the House cannot meet its required two-thirds quorum for a vote. Republican Representative Travis Clardy says he's disappointed in his colleagues' flight from the state. He tells ABC News that if Democratic lawmakers took the time to read the bill instead of following a national narrative, they wouldn't have the same objections.
I'm really disappointed in my colleagues in the Democratic caucus. They really chose to be driven by the national narrative, which I think is mythologized and really misinterpreted what we've done in Texas. We were there 24 hours this weekend hearing the bill that Andy Murr, one of my colleagues, brought forward. I worked hard on this bill during the regular session. It died at the end when the Democrats left the first time. I think that what they thought the bill said was not what the bill said.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1943, the largest tank battle in history ends. The Battle of Kursk, involving some 6,000 tanks, 2 million men, 5,000 aircraft, ends with the German offensive repulsed by the Soviets. Flash, 1978, Henry Ford II fires engineer Lee Iacocca. Flash, 1985, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. At Wembley Stadium in London, Prince Charles and Princess Diana officially open Live Aid. Flash, 1960.
This will fruit for America, to a peaceful world for mankind everywhere, is the great senator from the state of Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy.
After discussions with all elements of the Democratic Party leadership, I reached the conclusion that it would be the best judgment of the convention to nominate Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas for the office of vice president.
New political and economic framework. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal promised security and succor to those in need. But the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask of them.
In Los Angeles, California, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is nominated for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And agreed that sometimes we have to look behind and consider our history and to be able to consider it with more objective eyes, because at the time there can be a lot of emotions involved, and certain truths and nuances are missing. And such is the case of this new book, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, from Paul Latursky, FBI Special Agent. I like what Joe Navarro, former FBI Special Agent, wrote. He says, though I worked for the FBI for a quarter century, I found many of the things Latursky talks about in The Director shockingly new, simply because no one dared speak them until now. The book rounds out what we know about J. Edgar Hoover. Yes, he was demanding, audit time, secretive, and vindictive, but he was far more complex than most people imagine. Only could a person working by his side, who answered his phone, read his mail, and dealt with his fits of pique and bursts of enthusiasm, gives us this insight. Paul Latursky, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, congratulations on the book, which releases today, now available at your local bookstores, all the usual places, and will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. So much about this director. Where do we start? I mean, here it is. You come into his orbit, and you serve him for a couple of years. But in that couple of years, boy, your eyes became wide open, didn't they?
It sure did. Well, I didn't know what to expect, but it was interesting, and I don't regret one minute, Bill.
Well, to be in his orbit, I mean, here is the man who's not a president, not elected official, but the power that he wielded in, you know, the bastion of power in D.C., was so immense, and as Navarro had said, nearly unspeakable. Assumed, but unspeakable.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Well, how did you get the job?
Well, I went there right after college, and I worked in their crime records division, which is basically, it's not a crime and there's no records, but it was basically the public relations department. And so I went there out of doing my undergraduate work when I graduated, went there and only worked there for a year. And then there was an opening in Mr. Hoover's office, and a couple assistant directors recommended that I fill that position. And next thing I knew, I was in his office.
What was it like the first time you met him?
The first time I met him, I was a little surprised. surprised, not disappointed, but he looked old to me, Bill. Mm-hmm. But I was 23 and he was 72 or 71. Mm-hmm. So when you're 23, everybody over 40 looks old.
Right, exactly.
And now I'm in that category, right. Old. Right. But I have to be old to be able to have the experience while working for Hoover. Mm-hmm. I found him to be just the aura about him. He wasn't, at this time, he wasn't attractive, but when he was younger, he was a pretty good-looking guy. But he didn't have that pudgy face that everybody thinks he's the bulldog. I didn't see that at all. I saw an old man, and I can't even describe it. But he didn't act old, and he was very, very forceful, very formal, and everything we did in his office was formal. All the rules were his. It was a very disciplined place. And I met him for the first time the very first day I started working for him. So he didn't interview me for the job. And I guess if I didn't work out, a couple of assistant directors would have probably been transferred to Butte. but apparently it worked out.
It worked out okay.
I enjoyed it an awful lot. And I was there. Well, a lot of historical things happening because that was the Vietnam War.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King being shot, Bobby Kennedy being shot, turmoil, riots.
This was trying times for the director. I mean, before he could pretty much control what was going on. Now it was out of control. Like you said, we had Vietnam, we had assassinations, the country was divided, a lot of political animus, things that you could count on, things that J. Edgar Hoover almost single-handedly was the moral arbitrator for the country. He didn't have control of anymore, did he?
He did while I was there. It was just, he started losing control the year before he died. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, when I went, and I was there when he died, I went to his funeral.
Yes.
The public still loved him. He had an 80% approval
Amazing.
Rating a few years. If you were a politician, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, without a doubt. When I say that he was having a losing grip in a sense, that before he could, his tentacles went beyond D.C., that it really had an influence on the people. He had a sense of heartbeat, and all of a sudden it just seemed to me, as I was reading your book, that there could have been this this disconnect. I mean, that he was out of step. Yes, and that's not to say anything about the FBI. I mean, he had it pretty well disciplined. And when you talked about his discipline, I mean, it's down to the clothes you wore, right?
Absolutely. And when you look at the clothes he wore, I was just fascinated every day to see how he had this crease in his pants. Mm-hmm. mine looked like I slept in them, and he had this sharp crease. And he had a change of clothes every day. The valet would bring in a change of clothes because he would take a nap after lunch. And if there was any wrinkles in his shirt or his pants, he would change right away.
Uh-huh. What was in his background, Paul, that gave him this sense of discipline that he carried into the FBI?
You know, I think he must have been born that way because he first worked at the Library of Congress, and he helped develop their cataloging system, and he use that system to develop the cataloging for the FBI, the FBI files that they still use today. As far as discipline, his mother made sure that he walked the straight and narrow. And he had an interesting family. He never brought it up when I was there. But he was almost a loner in his family. He had a sister and a brother that was 15 years older than him, and his father had suffered from dementia, so it was his mother that influenced him. And then when he went to work in the Justice Department, It was World War One, and he was assigned a lot of the warfare cases.
Paul, we've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. When we come back, we've got more from Paul Laterski, his book, The Director, right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after. And we're talking with Paul Laterski, the FBI special agent. His new book that just released today, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover. Paul, you are a professor on the West Coast. and your students have heard these stories for many years, so you've had plenty of practice, and you got together with Gordon. What was Gordon sitting in several of your classes and taking notes as and dictating as you were telling these stories?
Not really. Gordon, he's really a great guy, and yeah. He's a former journalist, and he was a war correspondent, and so he worked with me to help hone the rough edges off my book. And so he and I would send papers back and forth to correct them, and he's really a good guy and very bright, and I'm fortunate to have had him on my side, on my team.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. You mentioned at J. Edgar's funeral, you know, what, 1,200, 1,500 people there at the church for his funeral, and this sense, this overboding sense that a lot of those people in that room were there not necessarily with sympathy as much as relief, because the thing that J. Edgar Hoover was famous for was his secrets and the power that he wielded over this elite ruling class.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them were there to make sure he was dead.
I thought you've heard that said. I wasn't going to say that, but I'll let you say that, I'm sure.
But there were 1,200 people there, Bill, and it was by invitation only. And Helen Gandy, Miss Gandy, she was known as Miss Gandy to everybody, including Hoover. She asked me to escort her. So I went with her and Clyde Tolson, who was Hoover's number one man.
Exactly.
They've been very close. And I learned a lot about Helen Gandy there. I didn't realize how much she disliked Clyde Tolson.
Oh, really?
She said to me, she said to me, I want you sitting between Mr. Tolson and me. I don't want to be close to him.
And of course, Tolson and J. Edgar Hoover were, you know, always together, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, right?
Absolutely. Wherever Hoover was, Tolson wasn't far behind.
Yes.
The kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a lot of rumors about him possibly being gay.
Right. And of course, they depicted that in the movie, that there was some sort of homosexual relationship between the two of them.
Bill, that movie was so inaccurate. I can't tell you there wasn't one part of that movie that was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did see the movie, and I always wondered about it. So here we are to get the truth, because the underlying basis of this whole radio show, Paul, is revealing the truth. So here you are. You're the man that knows. You were around them, and it's refreshing and relieving, I guess, all at the same time to have you say that so much of that movie was so inaccurate. And
most of it was, and I'll tell you what was the worst of all. Is how they depicted the relationship between Helen Gandy and Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way that there was a romantic connection at all.
Mm-hmm.
I became very close to Helen Gandy, and I can tell you with no uncertainty, that movie and the way they depicted Helen Gandy and J. Edgar Hoover was so far off. There was no way Helen Gandy would be calling him Edgar. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There was a time that I went to Helen Gandy. I keep calling her Helen. I've never called her Helen before. It was always Miss Gandy. Mm-hmm. But one morning I said to her, you know, Mr. Hoover always calls me Mr. Litursky. I wish he would, on a Monday morning, call me in and say, how was your weekend, Paul? He never did.
Yeah.
And because he could care less how my weekend was.
Right.
I guess that's probably why. So anyway, when I mentioned that to Miss Gandy, she said to me, don't let it bother you. I've been with him for 50 years, and he's never called me Helen. I said, really? She says, really? So when you think of that, the way they show the relationship in the movie, it was so far off base. It's just incredible.
Well, Paul, I asked you about the director's religious background. Did he have any you know, because we hear so little, but yet this is a man who is staunchly disciplined, and you know, he was not devoid of morality by no means. I mean, you sense in his background, out, you know, outside of the rumors, the innuendo and suggestions and this sort of thing, this was a man that was fixed with a moral compass.
He certainly was. And, you know, it was evident almost every day and how he handled everything. That office, you've never seen so much formality. But all the things in that movie, I don't even want to think about it anymore. Right. So it was just awful. Mm-hmm. But to me, of all the accolades or all the criticisms, I see his legacy as being the greatest bureaucrat that ever lived or ever showed up in Washington. He played political poker so well that to the point, I think I mentioned in a book he had a paperweight on his desk that was a clear plastic paperweight. And inside the paperweight was an embossed coin with a donkey on one side and an elephant on another side. Mm-hmm. And if his first meeting was with a Democrat, I would have to put that paperweight with the donkey showing.
Yeah.
And the paperweight was positioned that if you were sitting in the chair in front of the desk, you couldn't help but notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, there were times when I was kind of frightened that I may have put an elephant there instead of a donkey. But if the next guest was a Republican, out came the elephant. That's how precise he was, Bill, in everything. Wow.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had this odd feeling in reading this book, Paul, and what you presented to us, is that if J. Edgar would have been alive, I mean, he was alive in the early stages of Richard Nixon's administration, but possibly if he had been alive a little bit longer, that maybe things would not have happened and Richard Nixon may not have had to been forced out, only from the standpoint that, again, his his sense of morality and holding the institutions together, that he could have been instrumental in maybe this is thinking too much of the man. But I just have this sense. I don't know why, but it entered my mind as I was reading, you know, how he seemed to, you know, be kind of control the bumper guards of the institutions.
Right. Well, you know, you talk about morality and the moral compass. Very few people realize that he got into a bit of a battle with FDR.
Mm-hmm.
He completely opposed the internment of the Japanese Americans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not too many people know that. And of course, he was overruled by the president, as we know from history, what happened there. But people should know that aspect of his moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
When agents would come in for in-service training at Quantico and request an appointment with Hoover, he never refused an appointment. I set up the appointments, and he never refused it. And when agents had a problem, like with a child who has respiratory problems, he'd mention that to Hoover, and before the agent left the building, I had a note on my desk from Hoover, transfer agent such and such to Phoenix.
Wow.
I mean, that's the way he felt about the agents.
Well, the book is titled The Director. Paul Latursky has been our guest, and you'll read all about the secrets. As much as we know about the secrets, they still linger to this day, don't they, Paul?
Well, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It'll leave you questioning all the more. And, of course, the book is just released today. Paul Latursky, thank you so much. And for, you know, the wisdom of the ages and the insight to the infamous director, my years assisting J. Edgar Hoover. Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job?
going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute's Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Jordan Tai is back with us. We're going to talk about ballot harvesting, talk about these tactics that were utilized by the Democratic Party and by the operatives. I mean, and look at you know, we got juked. I mean, I don't know what to tell you regarding the 2020 elections. I think most people agree that there's something awfully fishy with the 2020 elections, the results including, and you know, it's like we're all sitting here dazed and amazed and going, what the heck happened? And Nancy Pelosi, you know, though most of her constituents are asking that same question, what happened in the 2020 elections? Forget about that. Let's find out what happened on January the 6th. You know, we had some American patriots who descended upon Washington, D.C. I think it was over a million people. It was the real number. They say a couple hundred thousand. But according to friends that were there and had been there previously, it was definitely over a million people that showed up, yet a couple hundred people that left the area where President Trump was speaking at and went to the Capitol. Many stories anecdotally have been shared with us. We saw a video of Capitol Police letting them in, inviting them in as much. And now you've got a couple hundred people in jail, some in solitary confinement. For what? For exercising their civic duty, their responsibility, their interest, and they're being held in jail and with such incredible consequences, you know, loss of jobs, their reputations, their honor, you know, all this rolled into one for what? Because they had a question about the 2020 elections. And so we have been trained here through this process that, you know, we're not to question the results. We're just supposed to go along with it. Well, you know, being the ornery people that we are and not ones to necessarily, you know, suspend ourselves of any kind of critical thinking or questioning, the questions still remain. And embarrassingly for the ruling elite, we have questions, they don't have answers. Their response is, look it, shut up, just go along, or we'll make it difficult for you. And if you think we can't, let me introduce you to solitary confinement, because we have some of your constituents sitting there in solitary confinement 23 hours a day because we can do it. And we can get away with. These are nothing short of political prisoners. Jordan Tai is back with us, and he knows a lot more about this history. He is a native Californian, former California GOP regional field director, U.S. Coast Guard veteran, who earned his bachelor's degree from Arizona State University and his master's from USC. Jordan, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, let's break this down. You know, for you, you got into trouble and targeted because of the whole ballot harvesting issue that the Democrats, you know, brought to California kind of in the dark of night, passed this bill that made it possible for them to utilize this this jaded tactic in order to control the votes. Explain to our audience what happened.
Absolutely. It's sort of like I discussed last time I was on. I'll definitely give a little refresher. I don't like ballot harvesting. You don't like ballot harvesting. I'm sure most of your guests don't like ballot harvesting. But in the 2020 election, the GOP was essentially forced to engage in ballot harvesting in order to compete. Because what happened in 2016, Governor Jerry Brown at the time had signed into law a bill that legalized ballot harvesting in the state of California. And it was pretty much just the loosest ballot harvesting law in the country. Most states, fortunately, it's illegal to do it. But in California, it was made legal and completely just open end. Like, there was no limit to how many ballots somebody could collect and harvest.
And so you're going to tell me, if I can interrupt you here really quickly, and you're going to tell me the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, nobody rejected, went up in arms about this this horrendous electioneering tactic, right? Nobody was canceled.
All-star game still
went on. California still got, you know, conventions coming to them and everything like that, though they really put into the system a rigging process.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and this wasn't by accident. I mean, this was really, I mean, it's diabolical. They knew exactly what this was going to do, right? I mean, this isn't unintended consequences, plausible deniability. I mean, you do something like ballot harvesting because you want to control the votes, don't you?
Yeah, of course. That's okay. What it came down to. And especially there are a lot of apathetic voters on the left, and they knew that. They knew if they engaged unlimited ballot harvesting, like think of college dorm rooms, right?
Yes.
There were Democrat operatives going through college dorm halls with sacks, being like, "Hey, did you forget to vote? Oh, don't worry, just fill out your ballot. Drop it here. Next dorm. Hey, drop it in here." You know, things like that, which are just very kind of sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
But they legitimized it by legalizing it.
So they had empty ballots in these Santa Claus sacks that they were dragging around from dorm room to dorm room.
I can't say if they were empty. I can't, like, pinpoint an individual case where that happened. I'm sure it may have happened. But they were going to places.
I mean, because the kids may not necessarily have had their ballot. So, hey, I don't have a ballot. I think it's at home. I don't know. You know, I'm here in school. I'm worried about school. Don't worry. Here's a ballot for you. Did that happen? You don't know for sure it did.
Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
But it could have. It could have happened, though, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. All right. And it wouldn't have been a problem according to this bill that Jerry Brown had signed into law.
To give them an extra ballot, I'm not sure what the bill says to that, but what the bill does say is that they can collect an unlimited number of ballots.
Okay.
So they could literally, one person, I mean, in Orange County in 2018, people were dumping off 100 to like 300 ballots, and there was no chain of custody. They just had a sack, they had a big box, whatever, and dumped it in there.
Mm-hmm. And where were they dumping it?
At the register of voters.
Okay. So there was a specific place. They would come in with their sacks full of these ballots that they had harvested, and they would drop them off at one time. Okay, go on ahead.
Yeah. So they would do that. But like I was saying, the bill itself allows, you know, citizens of foreign countries, illegal immigrants, to collect ballots. So they can't even vote in the election, but they can collect your ballots. Felons were allowed to collect ballots. It really didn't limit who could do it, how many people could do it, and the ways that they could do it. I mean, people had, like, block parties where they would collect people's ballots. You could go to private residences and drop your ballot off there like it's a polling place. All of this was legitimized, and I'm sure to a lot of your guests, it's like, this is crazy. Like, how can people get away with this? It's mm-hmm. because the California state government is so corrupt, and they legitimized it. They legalized it.
Well, Jordan, being from California, I was aghast when before this, the governor, Jerry Brown, again, had made it legal to give illegal aliens California driver's license. And we know what followed after they got their California driver's license, because then the next law was anybody that had a California driver's license was to receive a ballot. So, you know, a lot of Hispanic communities, which I'm well aware of, you know, they went to these communities and people knew that they were not citizens. They were not authorized to vote. But yet when the harvesters came by, they said, hey, look at did you vote? And they said, well, we're not citizens. Well, did you get a ballot? Yeah, we got a ballot. OK, well, we'll take that. We'll take care of it. Don't worry. And that was another form of harvesting that took place as a result of Brown's law of giving everyone a driver's license in the state of California, which was amazing to me because you talk about compromising national security. You know, we went through all this exercise with the TSA about making sure that whoever got in an airplane were, you know, were citizens and properly identified, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, we got about 40 seconds left, and we'll pick up the conversation on the other side of the break. So here it is. You are witnessing this. And so finally, the Republicans' response, I mean, first of all, that this happened, and the Republicans, either they were just overwhelmed, this snuck around them, you know, what happened, big question, but come 2018, they said, all right, well, if these are the rules of the game, well, in order to play fair, I guess we all need to play by the same rules. So then the Republicans, and you specifically, got involved, and we'll talk more about that after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A revival is what we need here in this country. A revival for morality, a revival for truth. Really, the true American way, the way that I was raised and what I grew up under, knowing that not that we were all truthful and that we were all perfect, but there was a difference. We knew when we weren't being truthful. And I guess maybe that's where we are right now, which is a grievance to, you know, people of morality and people in this country, where we're just, as a friend of mine would say, we've forgotten to blush. We just don't blush over the indecency of our own lack of civility, that somehow it's okay. And here we are. I mean, we're talking about some very fundamental things when it comes to, you know, an election. Some free, some fair things that we should do that promote the ideals of our Constitution and the American way, especially at a time when so much is being questioned about our history. And what are we doing? We're allowing new history to be written in such a way that compromises these foundational principles. Jordan Tai, I cannot thank you enough for leading the way in this particular instance, as it does, you know, as it relates to elections. Because free and fair elections is the American way. This is what it's been about. But what's happened is we've allowed, you know, cheating to take place. And all it does, it just needs a little bit here, a little bit there. And the rationalization of it was, oh, there wasn't enough to make a difference. So let's not make a big deal out of it. We'll just let it go. We'll jokingly talk about in Chicago, which has kind of been, you know, the epicenter of voter fraud over the decades. And people have kiddingly have said, well, you know, we've got all the numbers in, you know, in Illinois. And the people in Chicago would say, wait a minute, we don't have the graveyard vote. We need to get the cemetery vote before the vote is really can be certified. And you've had instances even during the Obama administration. The one year, I believe it was during his reelection, where there were something like 58 voting districts within Pennsylvania that voted 100% for Barack Obama. How is that possible? Except for cheating. That's the only way you can make that happen. So a lot of things have continued to happen that, you know, Americans and the establishment has turned its back on. You say, well, it's no, there's no big there. You have an attorney general, no less, sit there and tell everybody there's no, you know, voter fraud doesn't exist in America. And it's like, who are you trying to fool here? I mean, you are the Attorney General of the United States of America, and you make such a ludicrous statement as there's no voter fraud. I don't know what kind of pretzel logic you have to come to get to that conclusion, but the fact that you even do that and you want to promote that kind of story, that kind of narrative into the political bloodstream is disgusting. It is uncalled for, and in my humble opinion, we should never hear from Eric Holder ever again until he apologizes for such a radical and irresponsible statement. Jordan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what you said is absolutely correct. I mean, it's definitely frustrating to hear. And in California, and everything I went through, I think is the perfect example of that, and it kind of highlights a lot of the hypocrisy. As you mentioned before the break, the GOP had to engage in a ballot, you know, collection themselves because it became the law of the land, even though they were opposed to it. You know, I myself am opposed to it. You're opposed to it. I'm sure right. Most of your viewers are opposed to it. But when it becomes the law of the land, you have no choice but to engage. The GOP fought it in the state legislature, and like everything in the state legislature, they lost. Mm-hmm. They fought it in the courts with a bunch of liberal judges in California, and they lost. And in 2018, they stood by their principles, and they didn't engage in any widespread ballot harvesting in California. And out of the 14 House seats that Republicans held in California, 7 of them went down the drain because they refused to engage in this. So, but when 2020 came around the corner, it was like, you have to do this in order to compete, as right. much as we don't like it. So the GOP formed their own ballot harvesting program. They basically had these little receptacle boxes in GOP offices where voters could come and drop their ballot off in the receptacle box. Now, the big lie that Democrats told were that these boxes were being placed on street corners next to mailboxes and trying to fool people into thinking they were county election boxes, which was not true. Everything complied with the California state law. There's always someone with that box. It was always indoors, and every day those ballots were taken out and delivered to the registrar of voters safely by a GOP operative. Mm-hmm. And again, that may sound sketchy to some of your viewers, but this is what's been legitimized in California, so we wanted to make it as safe as possible. Mm-hmm. It also served as a strategic value. You know, with the coronavirus pandemic, California, I think more than most states, shut down the majority of in-person voting places. I think in Orange County, in the region I was working in, there was only about 4 in-person voting centers.
Oh, wow.
At the time. You know, that your local polling place was closed down. And, of course, President Trump had said, hey, don't trust mail-in ballots, go vote in person. So for the Democrats in California, it's like, oh, it's perfect. We shut down a bunch of the voting centers. These Republicans won't want to wait in line. You know,
right.
It'll just help us out.
Mm-hmm.
But by us having...
Talk about suppressing the vote from the Democrats' actions. Okay, from the Democrats' actions, who've been claiming and projecting that it's the Republicans suppressing the vote, right? I just thought I'd throw that
totally.
In there, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're totally correct. I mean, they saw it as like, oh, it's the pandemic. We have to encourage less people to come in person. When in reality, I'm sure it had to do with, you know, President Trump saying don't trust the mail-in ballot process. And it's like, oh, we shut down more places. They won't want to wait in line, you know. But, of course, we have the opportunity where you could come to a GOP office and then we deliver it for them. And part of my job as a GOP field operative was to promote the different get-out-the-vote efforts the GOP had, and that was one of the get-out-the-vote efforts. And granted, this strategy wasn't my idea. This was concocted while I was still in the military. I was a low-level staffer who was tasked with promoting it, just like other low-level staffers. I just happened to be the first one to do it. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, of course, Democrats nabbed onto it, and my face started going everywhere. I was on Jimmy Kimmel. I was in the Damage Report, which is a Young Turk show.
Right.
I was on the Jesse Dolemore show. I was just Anna Navarro, you know, was
yeah. Oh, yeah.
To be locked up and thrown in prison.
Yeah. Anna, the same Anna Navarro that referred to Michael Avenatti as the Holy Spirit, right? That Anna Navarro?
Yeah, oh yeah. Of course, and ironically, he's the one in jail.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, sometimes some things work out the way they're supposed to, you know, unlike what's happening to some of our fellow Americans and conservatives who remain in jail after January the 6th. But anyway, so you became the bad boy face of how dare you ballot harvest like the Democrats when you're a Republican, right?
Yeah, exactly. And most people don't know what ballot collection, ballot harvesting really is. And the Democrats, you know, by design, they kind of kept it that way. And then when it was talked about, it was like, oh, we're expanding voter access. But when the GOP engages in it, now it becomes voter suppression. And it's like, how can we let them collect our ballots? And it's like, look at this guy. He wants to collect your ballots. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's illegal. And of course, the Attorney General, Javier Becerra, helped legitimize it. And the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, helped legitimize it. They pushed these lies. They went and claimed that it was illegal, even though our opponents were doing it. I mean, in the election, you know, I was working on the Michelle Steele campaign. Our opponent, Harley Ruda, he had his own ballot collection program where he would go to his volunteers' private houses and essentially use them as polling locations to drop your ballot off at these private homes. And as sketchy as that sounds, that's illegal as well because
right.
The law is so loose.
So you didn't do anything that the law forbade. You did everything that the Democrats were doing when it came to ballot harvesting. You followed California's Assembly Bill 1921 to the T, and they're trying to wordsmith it in such a way that you know, puts you in a bad light and suggests that maybe you broke the law. Were you ever arrested for this? For supposedly breaking the law?
No, I couldn't. I mean, no, never. There were no charges, nothing. It was just pretty much a PR battle. And I've suffered, and still to this day, suffer the consequences of these lies and the defamation, the damage to my reputation. But there was nothing they could go off of. A, I mean, what they were going off of was a picture, and they didn't have the context. Now, it's like if Javier Becerra was an actual legitimate attorney general who did his job and actually cared about the truth and law, he would have called the GOP. He would have called me maybe and said, hey, what's the deal with this? What are you guys doing? But instead, him and Alex Padilla, who's, in my opinion, even more corrupt and ruthless, went and just went out shooting. They were like, oh, this is illegal. These people are putting on the street corners, breaking the law. We can't let them do this. They'll never get away with tampering with the vote. And they did this by design. And of course, once the election ended, you know, the GOP subsequently won every legal battle they faced with this, and Javier Becerra kept pushing, but fortunately a judge denied his subpoena, and then they lost, but they were able to say, oh, we're still having an ongoing investigation, even though they knew it was legal. Again, it was for PR purposes, but 3 weeks after the election, on a Friday afternoon, Javier Becerra's office quietly admitted that there was no wrongdoing and that they were dropping the investigation because they were confident that the election was safe and secure. And of course, by this time, this is when we saw shenanigans in other states and cheating going on in other states. So it actually helped them to be like, oh, the election was safe and secure in California, like it was across the nation. Because it helped them on that point to admit that, oh, I guess there was no wrongdoing. There was no wrongdoing anywhere. It's absurd to think there's fraud going on anywhere.
Unbelievable. But hey, you got to hand it to them. I mean, and they're a force into themselves. It's not about the truth. It's about their desired outcome. And look at, you know, Republicans, just as, you know, you've learned the hard way. You got to play chess on multiple levels, just like the Democrats are doing, because they're working every angle. Jordan Tai, as always, we appreciate you coming on. Jordan is a former California GOP regional field director, and you heard his story. Now you decide, are we going to hold to free and fair elections? Thank you, Jordan. Take care.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star.